Okay, Lycanthrote.
Lying on the ground on a dreary grave, too late to know that he forgave everything you did in years gone by. No reason that you had to die. Oh, Lady Deadlock, it's too late to avoid your miserable fate. Once you step through the graveyard gate, your life was doomed to terminate. Out where the streets have no name, run through the London night. You're not the one who's to blame, but you can't escape your plight.
I like the guitar work, and it's really, really nicely understated. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that palm-muted guitar sound is not a sound that I expect from Lycanthrote.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and it was, but it worked really, really well for the song. The vocals, I thought, were a little warbly here and there, and I also thought that rhyming page with orphanage is not great. It's a very specific ding, I know, but it just kind of stood out to me. I'm like, oh, okay, but yeah. The bridge is nice. I thought that was a cool addition. And is this Bleak House again?
Yes.
Do you know?
Lady Deadlock is a character from Bleak House, and she is sort of undone by a secret pregnancy and engagement that she had in her youth. She's like a high society character and spends a lot of time worrying that she'll be found out and has a lot of anxiety. And I think she is eventually found out and ruined, of course.
Yeah, I assume that's all 19th century novels.
Yep.
18th century novels, perhaps.
Lyrics are pretty good.
Yeah, the lyrics are good, as is typical for Lycanthrote, yeah.
And I noticed this has the classic Lycanthrote drum sound, which means no snare, just like toms and kick. And I like the synth outro. I thought that was kind of cool and new. But, you know, otherwise, this is classic Lycanthrote. The vocal melody is the same amount of meandering as it always is.
Yeah.